This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Voters in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District are still waiting to find out who'll represent them in Congress. The race between incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch remains neck to neck. Representative Boebert is holding a lead around 1,000 votes. Colorado Mesa University student Harrison Shapiro says he's been watching it closely.
I keep checking the results and keeps creeping through, but still too close to call, I guess. Yeah, it's very tense.
Boebert was expected to win the rural district easily, and many of Colorado's political observers consider it the surprise of Tuesday's midterm. CPR's Megan Verlee.
This is a big district. It's got a ton of counties in it, and all of those counties, they still have overseas ballots coming in. They have ballots that might be cured in the next day, sort of things that can't be counted now, but if the voter fixes it, they could. So, like, it's just got all these moving pieces and the thinnest margin you can imagine.
CPR's Megan Verlee. If the race goes to a recount, results may not be final until mid-December. Turnout for Tuesday's election is hovering at 60% of active Colorado voters. That's still behind the state's latest midterm turnout of 75%. That's the last midterm. The number could still change as clerks process the remaining ballots. Unaffiliated voters make up 40% of the turnout. Democrats are standing at 30% and Republicans are at 28%. Right now in Denver, it's 40 degrees. In Vail, it's 11. And in Grand Junction, it's 37 degrees. In Grand Junction tonight, look for a low of 23 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.